time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday from the Devil Radio Studios. I'm Jason Hafeman, your host of the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, maybe 1580 AM. Maybe you're streaming us at devilradio927.com, or you downloaded the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app as well. All those ways you can catch us, and there's a Facebook live stream in case you're interested in that. We've got the logo up today. We've got me today. We've got some people joining us by phone, which is fantastic. And we're going to start the show talking with Amy Moore over at Little Luxuries and welcome her to the program. Amy, good morning and thanks for being on the program today.
Hello, good morning. And thanks for the opportunity for allowing me to join you today.
Absolutely. We know you're a longtime Dane Buy Local member. We know you have a great store in downtown Madison, Little Luxuries. Tell people a little bit more about it if they haven't been there yet.
Yeah, well, Little Luxuries has been on State Street for over 30 years now as a gift shop offering just a variety of fun products to gift your loved ones or yourself. And we just look forward to connecting with the community being located on State Street. We've got locals and, you know, regional tourists in the area that come by. And yeah, we just offer a fun variety to, yeah, show people you love in the form of gifting.
Where does the name come from? How did that all come about?
Little Luxuries. Well, you know, I think that when we think of, you know, the important things in life, oftentimes they are the little things. And, you know, besides the fact that we offer literally little things, I think it's just an appreciation toward, you know, those just little items that make a difference in your life, or little gestures such as the gifting. And we just try to be really mindful and thoughtful of the products that we fill within our space that just genuinely show someone that you care through gifting.
I think one of the things that's interesting too about that concept, maybe it shouldn't be a luxury, maybe it should just be more of a daily thing, but you guys have mm-hmm. really placed an emphasis on items that include inspiring messages, reminders, things that help us kind of, I guess, regenerate sometimes, maybe refocus on the important things in life, things like that. There's so much to mm-hmm. choose from there in terms of inspirational messaging and just things that can help pick us up.
Yeah, exactly. And I think especially in this past year and a half, we've really been focused on what exactly do people in the community need? What would be supportive, especially as we navigate and continue to navigate this pandemic, such as, you know, just ways to connect by offering stationery, you know, for people to write some traditional letters to those they haven't seen in a while, or maybe some fun distractions like puzzles, or, you know, some accessories such as masks that we've been wearing, but fun ones that, you know, match an outfit. So, you know, we've been just kind of thinking about, yeah, what is it? And we're constantly evolving that. What is it that can make a difference in a daily life? And you know, it varies depending on the circumstance, but we've definitely been focusing heavily on that in the past year and a half.
You know, one great item I picked up for my daughter from your store for Christmas was a Buddha board.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it. And
oh,
it was
yeah.
such a peaceful thing for her to kind of engage in, get her away from. If you're a parent, you're looking to get your kids off of, you know, technology for a while, give them something where they can be creative and over again, create something brand new. I found that to be a wonderful mm-hmm. gift, and she totally loves it.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, that's a perfect example of something that's small and intentional as far as gifting goes. Because, yeah, it is something you can use over and over again, with it being basically a water-based painting item that dries and you just repaint the next creative image.
Mm-hmm. That was the other part, Amy. I will admit that was part of my process of getting that gift and choosing that gift. Was my daughter enjoys making messes. I will say that. And so this is one where she can't really make a mess that she has to clean up. So, you know, it's like you said, yeah. It's real simple, easy to work with, and water-based. So no big issues there in terms of mess making.
Exactly.
So I appreciate that gift. It was so great. I actually found that kind of exploring your store online. So tell us about the transformation, you know, in the last year plus about really ramping up your online inventory, what you showcased online, so it's easy for people to shop there. And tell them a little bit about what that online shopping experience is, if that's the way they want to work with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, pre-pandemic, we did not have an e-commerce website. So that was a quick adjustment we had made early on, actually. So, yeah, now people can go there. And what we have to offer, you know, we have a variety of gifts that are themed. And that's how it's organized on our website at littleluxuriesmadison.com. So based on the person you're gifting, that kind of helps navigate you through the pages. And we try to keep it as updated as possible. And keep it updated with our favorite gifts at the time, at this moment. And then also we have gift cards that are available as well. And over time, we're looking to continue to build that little by little. It is its own separate business now from the brick and mortar. So it takes some time and effort. So, but over time, yes, we're continuing to perfect it and grow that opportunity. Yeah. We've been connecting more via social media as well. That's a good form of just scrolling through all the items we have. So if it's not something online, it is something people can observe and purchase over the phone or in person when it makes sense for them.
We're talking with Amy Moore, shop owner over at Little Luxuries at 230 State Street, right in downtown Madison. Again, the website is littleluxuriesmadison.com. Amy, I think, you know, one thing I really appreciate about you and your staff and your overall mission is you guys were right on top of everything in terms of safety during the pandemic, in terms of respecting everyone and showing that respect by including mask wearing and making that a store policy. Is that still a store policy?
Currently, we have our staff wearing masks, but we're just encouraging masks of our customers at this moment. Although we do keep an eye on the numbers, and as things evolve, that might change in the future. We were a bit delayed in opening that up for a while. We were requiring all to wear masks just a little bit beyond the mandate just to see how things shook out. But at the moment, it's all staff. And we have hand sanitizer still available for our customers and just monitoring the numbers based on comfort levels as far as how many are occupying our space.
I appreciate that too. You know, I just wanted to give people an update on that because I know you did. I noticed that right away. You know, once the mask mandate went away, you still took that step to say, "Hey, we're going to be a little more cautious here and extend this through." And I think that's always a good move, especially because you guys have, you know, things for kids that haven't been able to be vaccinated yet. You know, certain age groups have not had that opportunity, and you have so many, you know, gifts and items for children that they come in your store too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So we're talking with Amy Moore, the shop owner at littleluxuriesmadison.com. Amy, one thing I think is really unique about so many places is what gives the business an identity is its staff. So tell us a little bit about your team over there at Little Luxuries Madison.
Oh, yeah. I am so appreciative of my staff. We have the same staff that kind of navigated, especially, you know, beyond this pandemic, but throughout it. And I think, you know, when I think of my staff, I just acknowledge how good they are with our customers and, knowledgeable they are with products and, you know, they just add positive energy to the space. You know, when we're hiring our staff, we, mention to them that not only are they representing the store, but they're also representing Madison and our community because we do have a lot of people visiting from, you know, outside of the state and sometimes many times outside of the country as well. So I think, you know, they're on board with that. You know, they've been on board with, you know, all the safety precautions this whole time. I'm thrilled that we're a fully vaccinated team, you know, so they're taking all the precautions and, yeah, I mean, they are basically, you know, we're here still functioning the way we do and still successful with their efforts.
I love your store. I love your team. I think that's fantastic. I want one more bit of information from you, though, Amy. Why did you choose to get into a gift shop? What was the passion behind that for you to make that decision to, you know, really take on this effort to own your own shop, provide the service to the community, and make it the place that it is?
Yeah. Well, by nature, I have a more creative mind. So, and interior design is my background. So I truly enjoy curating the space with some unique gifts that I think speak to our local community. And then also, you know, the merchandising is great fun as well. But with the fact that we are located on State Street, I really enjoy just the regular connection and just being downtown. It's just, there's a lot of great energy down there. And I just love being a part of that larger sense of community. I mean, knowing your neighbors when you walk down the street and, you know, connecting with those individuals that are customers, neighbors, you know, broader community is just, it's really important to me. And I feel like we're well positioned to do that.
Celebrating 30 years of Little Luxuries, right on State Street in Madison, 230 State Street, Madison, Wisconsin here. The website, littleluxuriesmadison.com. Amy, thanks so much for joining us today, talking to us about your store. And thanks for everything you do to bring joy to people's lives. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Have a great Saturday, Amy. That's Amy Moore over at Little Luxuries. Man, what another great shop. I mean, there are a number of them, right? There are a number of nice gift shops in our area, but there are a few that really stand out. And we've talked about some of them on this program. You know I love over in Verona, J&J Gifts and More. Little Luxuries, just as fantastic, right in downtown Madison. If you haven't experienced it yet, head over to State Street. Amy and her team are fantastic. You'll love your experience. You might even want to get a Buddha board while you're there, just like I ended up getting for my daughter. And it is a fantastic gift. All right. We will hit to break here. Come back on the other side with Colin Murray in just a bit.